looking over the Sefer HaChinuch this past Shabbos to try to figure out what I can give a shir on related to the Parsha, and I found several mitzvos in this week's Parsha, and one of them is the mitzvah the Sefer HaChinuch counts. We're going to see the source number one, the mitzvah of tefillah, the mitzvah of davening. So I'm not sure if this is going to be the start of a series on tefillah, but at least tonight we're going to discuss, if not so much halacha l'maisa, but at least the lamdus behind the mitzvah of tefillah. So if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shenemar, Pasuk says in this week's parsha, Osos ha'avod, that we have to be Oved Hashem, V'nichbla zos ha'mitzvah kama pa'amim. And the truth is, the Torah doesn't just say this once in this week's parsha, it says it several times. Shenemar v'avadtem Hashem alokeichem, u'makom acher omer v'osos ha'avodu, u'makom acher la'avdo b'chol levavachem, and because of a Rambam Zal, and therefore the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Afal Pisha Mitzvah Zu Himea Mitzvah Kololos. The mitzvah of Avodas Hashem sounds like a very broad mitzvah. It sounds like it includes a lot of things. In fact, it sounds like it includes everything. Everything we do is part of Avodas Hashem. But the Kolomar Shekolos Kola Torah, all of Torah is included in Avodas Hashem. Ki Avodas HaKel Tichlol Kola Mitzvos. All mitzvos are encompassed by Avodas Hashem. Yesh Bazu Kemokin Prat. But there's also one specific detail that's referred to by the phrase Avodas Hashem. When the Torah says to be Oved Hashem, it's not only a broad mitzvah of doing all Avodas Hashem, but it's something very specific. V'hu sheyitzavenu akel lispalaleilav. That God has commanded us to daven to Him. Kama Shamar B'Sufri, the Medrash says, Ula avdo b'chal levavchem, ezo hi avoda shebelev. What is the avoda of the heart? What is avoda that a person does with their lave? Zu tefillah. That's a reference to tefillah. And therefore, b'mishnas ha-shob lozer b'nosh ha-b yosek lili amru, minayin le'ikr tefillah b'toch ha-mitzos be'hacha, es Hashem elkecha tira v'osos avod. Where do we find that there's a chi of tadavin? It's from the pasuk v'osos avod to be Oved Hashem. From that pasuk, we see the mitzvah to davin. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch Kedarko B'Kodesh goes on and explains what the reason for the mitzvah is. Now, some mitzvahs, he has a difficult challenge to explain what the reason for the mitzvah is. Mitzvah of tefillah, not so hard to explain what the reason for the mitzvah of tefillah is. Not something that's particularly challenging. Anyone who believes in God, essentially, that lives in this world, who believes in any God, believes in the necessity of prayer. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, Mashik Tamti Harbe Pa'amim. The reason for the mitzvah is what I've explained on many occasions. Ki Atovos V'Habrachos Yacholu Al Bnei Adam, Kefi Pu'ulosam V'Tov Levavam V'Kosher Machshavosam. How God treats us relates to how good we are. It relates to what we do. It relates to what we think. It relates to how good our hearts are. Va'adona kol shebaram, and God who created us, chafetz b'tovasam, all He wants is to do good for us. He's not interested in punishing us. God is not some old man up in heaven who's looking down at us trying to think of how He can punish us next. No, He wants to do good. And that's why He gave us these precious mitzvos, these unbelievable things called mitzvos that are so precious. And the reason we have mitzvos is so that we can be zocha, so that we can generate zechuyos, and that will therefore give God the opportunity to provide us with bracha, to give us the bracha that He wants to give us. Right? Leficha chiblan Torah mitzvos, we always say, after we learn, when we want to say one piece of Agadita after learning in order to say Kaddish, what do we say? Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezako says Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezake klal Yisrael, leficha, therefore, what does He do if He wants to be mezake us? He wants to do something really nice for us? Chiblan Torah mitzvos. He gave us a big Torah, He gave us lots of mitzvos, and through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to be mezaka us, He's able to do good to us. V'odiyam gamkein l'pasach lem pesach, v'asher yasigu b'kol nashal l'seim l'tov, v'hu sheyivakshu menu baruch ha'asher b'yado estapkus v'yecholus kol chesronan. And one of the ways that God encourages us to bring forth His blessing is by asking for it. He encourages us to ask Him for all the blessings that we're looking for whatever it is that we might be lacking. Ki hu yanes ha-shamayim l'kol ha-sheyikru'u be'anes. The Ribbono Shel listens to tefillah. He listens when we call out sincerely to Him. He's going to be listening. That is the mitzvah of davening. Now the question is, obviously, the Torah never says daven. The Torah, as he pointed out over here, uses the term avoda a lot, but never really says anything about tefillah per se. There are tefillos in the Torah. there are certainly biblical figures who daven. Moshe Rabbeinu does a lot of davening. Avraham Avinu does a lot of davening. Yitzchak does davening. Yaakov does davening. All the three tefillos, according to one day, are keneged avos tikkun, because the avos each daven a different tefillah, each instituted, so to speak, a different tefillah. But the Torah never gives a mitzvah directly to daven. So there's a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Sefer HaChinuch's summary that he just gave, that there's a mitzvah to daven, and it's included in the mitzvah of Avoda, whether in fact that's true, whether the Torah really gave us a mitzvah to daven, and if the Torah did give us a mitzvah to daven, what exactly is that mitzvah? I mean, certainly the Torah never told us daven Shachris Mincha Maariv, most of on holidays. Never told us that. The Torah told us about Karbanos, but never told us a mitzvah to daven X amount of tefillos. So once it's been left wide open, and there aren't a certain amount of tefillos we have to daven, so what do we have to daven? Do we have to daven once a year? Sometimes the Torah doesn't give us, even when the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah explicitly, sometimes the Torah doesn't tell us how often it has to be done. But sometimes it's very obvious. The Torah tells us, you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, it's very clear. The Torah tells us, you have inui on Yom Kippur, very, very clear, once a year. But for instance, the Torah says that we have a mitzvah of zechiras Amalek, right? We have a mitzvah of zachar, to remember what Amalek did to us. How often are we supposed to do that? So that's a major discussion in the Rishonim, because the Torah doesn't tell us how often we're supposed to do it. So Sefer HaChinuch says, Pashas means once a year. Who said once a year, though? Maybe it's once a day. So let's say there is a mitzvah of tefillah in the Torah. What's the mitzvah? Mitzvah, daven once a year, once a day, three times a day? What exactly is the mitzvah? So says the Rambam in source number two, the very first halacha, as you would expect it to be, the very first halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, first thing you need to know about tefillah is, what does the Torah want from me? What do I have to do? Mitzvah saseh l'espalel b'chol yom, says the Rambam. First of all, you should know it's a real bona fide mitzvah to daven, and says the Rambam, b'chol yom. Every single day. That's the mitzvah midaraisa. Shnemar v'avadtem es shem elokechem, mipi ha-shmo alamdu, sha'avoda zu hi tefillah. Avoda means tefillah, and shenemar lavda b'chol avavchem, amrucham ezu yavoda shebelev zu tefillah. That whenever the word avoda and lev are associated with each other, so the avoda that we do with our hearts is tefillah. So we know that we have a mitzvah to daven every day. However, says the Rambam, v'ein minyan ha-tefillos min ha-Torah. Although there's a mitzvah midaraisa to daven every single day, there's no number of tefillos that the Torah requires of us. Ve'ein mishnah tefillah azos min ha-Torah, ve'ein letefillah zman kavua min ha-Torah. The Torah never tells us a time to daven, nor how many tefillos. Just according to the Rambam, that we have to daven every day. Where in the world does it say every day? It doesn't say every day, but it says to daven. So if it says to daven, and it says avodah shebelev, so which means davening, if it says to daven, pashtus, the Rambam says, the most logical thing is, b'chol yom, that you would daven every day, makes the most sense. And therefore the Rambam says, that's the mitzvah min ha-Torah, to daven once a day, every day. Now, this is a major statement the Rambam is making, because again, in Pashup reading of the Chumash, a mitzvah of being Oved Hashem doesn't mean davening. It means living your life as a servant of God. Nothing to do with davening. The Rambam understands it to be a specific mitzvah to daven. So where do we find, meaning somewhere between the Torah and the Rambam, we would hope to find someone else who says that. Meaning there's all of Chazal lived in between the time of Matan Torah and the time of the Rambam, and we would hope somewhere along the line, somewhere in a Gemara, in a Medrash, we'd see someone else say, in that Lashon, that there's a mitzvah to go and daven every day. We would hope to find such a thing. So if you look at the Pri Chadash, which is source number three, he tries to bring rayos from several Gemaras that there is a mitzvah daraisa to daven. Now, if you look at the rayos he brings, he says there's a drasha in the first parak of Yuma, v'dibarta bam v'lo betfila, meaning if the Gemara understands that there's a pasuk that comes to be mema'it tefila in a certain circumstance, you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me to be mema'it tefila unless the concept of tefila were already da'oraisa. He has a raya that if you're in the middle of working, so we say that a worker could be kari kriya shema umispalel me'ein shmona esrei, he davens an abbreviated version of Shmona Esrei, but Birchas Hamotzi Ein Mevarchin, he doesn't say Hamotzi. Now, if you're not going to say Bracha Hamotzi, why would you say Bracha Shmona Esrei in the middle of your work? So, says the Pri Chadash, must be because Tefillah is Daraisa, and Bracha Rishona on food is Midrabanan. So since tefillah is midoraisa, that's why we take it that much more seriously. And he says, besides that, just look at how severely Chazal treated the mitzvah of tefillah. He says, you find that if you look in the third line of source number three, va'od chazinan she'echmiru harbe li'inyin tefillah yosim rekriyashma l'kamadinim. There are many halachos where Chazal were more strict about tefillah than they were about kriyashma. Let's say a person is wearing something around his waist. You're allowed to say kriyashma like that without a shirt on, just something tied around your waist. You can say kriyashma. But for tefillah, it's no good. Tefillah, you need to have something covering your chest also. You need to have something covering your heart. It's not good enough to just have something wrapped around your waist. So you see a chumra in tefillah that's not even by kriyashma. Now, kriyashma is very clearly midaraisa. Kriyashma is a chiv midaraisa twice a day. Shachav kumecha, right? So if kriyashma, which is daraisa twice a day, we have certain leniencies that we don't have by tefillah, it must be that tefillah is also daraisa. That's what the Pri Chadosh brings as rayos for the Rambam. He says also the Mishnah says, Nashim chayavin b'tefillah. And the Gemara says, Pshita. Right, it's obvious that women are chayiv in tefillah, and the Gemara says no. Since the pasuk says erev avoker v'tzarayim, I might have thought it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Therefore, it comes to tell me that since on a Torah level there's no set time to daven, women are also chayiv. So you see that it must be there is some chiyuv on a Torah level. Meaning on a Torah level there is a chiyuv. There's just no set time for that chiyuv. So these are all rayas to the Rambam, that midoraisa, yes, there's absolutely a mitzvah of tefillah. That's the shitas Rambam that is fairly well known. Now, I just came across today, the Kashuk Lover Gaon, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimer, in his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, has a major chiddush within the Rambam. And what he suggests as follows, tefillah, where does the Torah tell us the mitzvah of tefillah? We just said, the Torah says it 1,000 times, that there's a mitzvah of avoda, right? What do we normally associate avoda with, the term avoda? Karbanos, Beis HaMikdash, right? Who does the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? Kohanim do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, good. Women don't do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Children don't do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Even bar mitzvah boys don't do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. When you kashal avoda, right? When you're 20 years old, says the Kashuk Lover Gaon, and I put the whole tshuva on the Maror Mekomos, most of the tshuva in the Maror Mekomos, because it's a really great tshuva. But we're not going to go through the whole thing. I just want to look at the very last paragraph of this tshuva, which is it's already on fourth page of the packet. He says, "Ubahai inyana reisi b'medrash mishlei kapitel aleph." He says, "I saw a medrash. Darsh Rabbi Tanchumi ben esrim shana v'mala." Mechashkeno avonosav, k'moda amar ben chav shana v'mal v'gomer, ma avodas avoda, reshlag shama ein avoda ela tefila, t'chsev ivdu as Hashem b'yira, misha shu mischashev la'avoda, hu mischashev la'aveira. So the Medrash says that at 20, three things happen. A person becomes chashev enough to do avoda, he becomes chashev enough to be punished for his averos, right? Your averos start counting at the age of bar mitzvah, but the onesh for them only kicks in at the age of 20, and you become chashuv enough to daven. If tefillah is associated with avoda, and a person can only do avoda at the age of 20, so the chiv for tefillah maybe is only from the age of 20 on a daraisa level. Mashma mizeh says, "Dizman tefillah hurak miasrim shana v'mayla." That from this medrash it sounds that the chiv of tefillah midaraisa is only when you're 20. Right? The tefillah is in place of the karban. Specifically, which karbanos is the tefillah in place of? The karban tamid. Karban tamid is a karban tzibur. And how do we pay for the karbanos at tzibur? Every Jew gives a half a shekel. Every Jew? Not really every Jew. Right? Less than 20 doesn't give a half a shekel. Because someone who's less than 20 can't be involved in the tzibur. He can't be part of the tzibur in that way. So the person who's less than 20 suggests this medrash and the Kashuk Lover, even according to the Rambam, that there's a chiv of tefillah midaraisa, since that chiv only is derived from avoda, the chiv midaraisa is only be from the age of 20. Well, if he's there, how do pops from Ben Esrim chayv b'tefillah, who k'mo katan shchayv b'tefillah? An 18-year-old boy, 17-year-old boy is chayiv in tefillah. Yeah, so is a child who's 11. But it's the same chiyuv. you're preparing yourself for when you're really going to be chayiv, or it's a chiv midrabanan. So v'zes makadol v'renul fizay yitzmak din, and he says, I'm not just. So you'll ask l'may nafkamina. Either way, everyone has to daven. You know, by the time he's bar mitzvah, he's got to daven it. So you call it midraban, call it midrabanan. That's fine. What difference does it make? So he says it's very simple nafkamina. Da'af de l'rambam de tefila pamachas b'yom da'araisa. Even though according to the Rambam, davening once a day is a chiv da'araisa, and therefore the safek ispalel b'chol hame'es la'es chozer mispalel. Let's say you're not sure if you've davened in the last 24 hours. So since there's a chiv da'araisa to daven every day, the rule is safek da'araisa l'chumma, safek rabbanon l'kula. If I'm not sure if I davened, then the chiv to daven every day is a chiv da'araisa. So I have to daven again. Let's say you're 18 and you're not sure if you davened in the last 24 hours. According to this chiddush, you're not chayiv in tefillah midaraisa. It's only safek rabbanan. So you wouldn't go ahead and daven again. Tremendous chiddush lahalacha, right? That since it would only be a safek rabbanan, you wouldn't go ahead and daven again. That's the chiddush of the Kashuk Lavar Gom. Now I'm not sure if he really holds it. But you know, he at least says it. Meaning, he says at least as a possibility that the chiyuv only begins at the age of 20. That's all the shitas haRambam. The Ramban does not like the fact that the Rambam counts a mitzvah of davening every day as a mitzvah midaraisa. The Ramban read all five books of Moses. He read the Torah, and he didn't find any such mitzvah of davening every single day. Now you should know the style of the Ramban. We're going to read through a lot of this Hasagas Ramban in source number 4. When the Ramban argues on the Rambam, he never says that the Rambam's against a Gemara, and therefore I think the Rambam's wrong. But the Ramban's style is, he shows you his Bekiyas. He says, the Rambam is against every Gemara in Shas. He'll show you like 500 Gemaras that the Rambam is against, and he doesn't know how the Rambam could have possibly said what he said, and he'll just give you a list of everything that the Rambam's against. He'll very rarely just say, it's just one Gemara that bothers me that the Rambam doesn't fit into. He always makes it sound like it's so obvious that the Rambam is wrong. So let's take a look at his attack. First, he quotes the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam not from the source that we saw, but he quotes from the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam quotes the idea that there's a chiyuv to daven every day. So if you start in source number 4 on the fifth line, where he says, Ve'ein haskama bazeh, he finishes quoting the Rambam, he says, you should know this is not widely accepted, this idea that there's a chiyuv d'araisa to daven every day. Shekvar biyuru hachacham b'gemara, tefila d'rabanan. Because the Gemara says several times that tefillah is only drabanan. Kama shamru b'shlishi shel brachos, linyan balkari, shekari kriya shema, umuvarech alamazon l'achra, ve'eno mispalel. The Gemara says in brachos, a balkari, right, someone who had a seminal emission, he can say kriya shema, he can say birch samazon. Why? Because those are mitzvot d'oraisa. Birch samazon, by the way, is in this week's parasha also, v'yachalta v'svata v'rachta, is a mitzvah in this week's parasha. Those are mitzvot d'oraisa. But davening, no, because that's only midrabanan. It says so explicitly in the Gemara. The Gemara also says, what if you're not sure if you davened? If I'm not sure if I read Kriya Shema, Savik Kar Kriya Shema, Savik Lo Kar Kriya Shema, Chozer V'Kar Kriya Shema. So I'm not sure if I said Kriya Shema. Good, so that's a Savik D'Araisa. You go to Chum, you have to say Kriya Shema again. Savik Ispalel, Savik Lo Ispalel, Eino Chozer Mispalel. If you're not sure if you davened or you didn't daven, you don't daven. Because it's a Savik Drabanan. Kriya Shema's Daraisa, Tfilah's Drabanan. Third Gemara. And he's going to keep on going. Uba Gemara Sukkah, Amru Gabay Tfilah, Ditnan. Vimischilu Ein Mafsikin. The Gemara says that if you start your meal, you don't have to stop in the middle of the meal for certain things. Vihikshu Melulav Diktari Nota Al Shulchano. The Gemara says, well, why don't you have to stop your meal to daven? Don't you have to stop your meal to take Lulav and Esrog? If you realize that you haven't taken Lulav and Esrog and you're in the middle of eating lunch on Sukkahs, and you realize, oy vey, and I didn't take Lulav and Esrog today, and we're assuming you're Mechuyav, a woman is Eina Mitzvah. Well, let's assume you're Mechuyav, and you realize you haven't taken, you have to stop and go take your Lulav and Esrog. But you don't have to stop to daven. I'm a mafsik, so why the difference? And the Gemara says explicitly, Veshivu b'derek teima, my kushya. The Gemara says, what kind of ridiculous question is that? It's so obvious. What's the difference between lulav and esrog that you do have to stop for, and tefillah that you don't have to stop for? No, what's the answer going to be? Lulav and esrog is daraisa, tefillah is drabanan. Again, explicit Gemara that it's only drabanan. V'kvar inu bilchus tefillah sha'amr shachayev adam min ha'torah b'tefillah b'chol yom. Elishain minyan atfilos, and he says, and even the Rambam, the Rambam points out, even the Rambam has it very ill defined. Right? He says there's a mitzvah to daven every day, but there's no real number of tefillos, there's no real zman for the tefillah, it's just that there's a mitzvah to daven. He says, V'kam zein enu nechon be'enai. He says, I don't think that's correct either. Because a bal keri, even if he's been a bal keri for many days, he does not. The Gemara still refers to it as a chiv d'rabbanan to daven, even though he's been a bal keri for many days. So it's not like, again, according to the Rambam, you're right. Most times I daven, it's only d'rabbanan, because as soon as I daven shacharis, mincha marav become d'rabbanan. I already daven once today, right? Or if you want to start the day at night, which is also a whole tumult according to the Rambam, what you would hold. Let's say, so if I daven Mariv at night, I want to, Shachris and Mincha will become Drabbanan, because I've already davened once today. Right? But a Balkari, the Gemara says a Balkari doesn't daven. Now, how long is a person a Balkari for? It could be Balkari for several days in a row. So you're going to tell me, no, the Balkari doesn't daven. That's only if he's already davened once today, and therefore we're only talking about Tfilos and Drabbanan. You can't say that. He might have been a Balkari for several days in a row, and the Gemara still says a Balkari doesn't daven. So you see again, very clearly, the Gemara makes it very clear that tefillah is only d'rabbanan, tefillah is not a chiyuv d'oraisa. And again, v'imeinena mitzvah b'chol yom, if it's not a mitzvah every day, masai tiyah achova zolso mutala salena min haTorah. When exactly is this chiyuv? Sheyispal yom echad b'shana, or b'chol yom av pamachas? And he says, he struggles with this. The Torah definitely never tells us how often to daven. The Rambam says, yeah, so it must be every day. Says Ramban, really? Maybe it means every year. Maybe it means once in your life. You just have to make sure to do it. Mitzvah of Bris Milah. You don't have to do it every day. You don't have to, once in your life, you have to make sure to do it. So there are certain mitzvahs that you only have to do once. Just have to make sure before you die, you get this mitzvah done. Maybe that's the mitzvah of tefillah. Once in our life, we should be zochah to a real tefillah, where we feel dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once in our life, to be, maybe that's all it means. Who says that it's every day? He says, very ill-defined. Now the Ramban goes on to say that he's pretty convinced that tefillah is only midrabanan. And the Ramban, though, is not often quoted as saying that tefillah is drabanan. He's often quoted by what he says at the very, very end. If you look at the very, very end of the source, the Ramban writes, V'im ulai yiyah midrasha mitfil ikr min haTorah, nimna also b'minyano shel harav, v'nomar shi mitzvah la'is hatsaros. He says, you know what? If there is a chiv midaraisa to daven, it's certainly not every day. The chiv daraisa to daven is when you're facing a time of tsara. Shena min shahu yisparach v'yisala shomea tfila v'amatzlu min hatsaros b'tfila v'zaaka. And that's the mitzvah to realize that when a person is struggling, when a person is suffering, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save you from it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaYecholes, that he has the capability to get you out of it, and therefore to cry out to him in a time of tzara. So that's often quoted as the Shitas Ramban, that the Ramban holds that there is Tefillah D'Oraisa, but not every day. Tefillah D'Oraisa is only when a person is experiencing particular tzar. There's a beautiful thought that I've heard in the name of Rav Salvechik on several occasions, and someone pointed out to me today. It's printed in Rav Shechter's Sefer Mipnine Harav, where he says that fundamentally, the Rambam and the Ramban don't disagree. They disagree practically. That practically, the Rambam says, the Torah requires us to daven every day. Practically, the Ramban says, the Torah only requires us to daven be'is tzara. It's very practical. But fundamentally, the logic behind each shita is actually the same, is actually identical. What do I mean? So if you look in source number 5, V'yodua machlokas ha-Rambam v'Ramban. He says, we already know this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Ramban in chovas ha-tfil d'arai salabay tzara, that the Ramban only says that the Torah requires us to daven in the time of tzara, u'kedemashim mitol ha-psukim, v'iludas ha-Rambam ha-tfil b'chol yom d'arai sihi. And according to the Rambam, davening every day is a chiv d'araisa. Ubibiru pluktasam zu kasav rav Mordechai Grinche yichya b'shem Rabbeinu. He says that it was written up in the name of the Rav. Shoresh ha-machlokas, that the root of the machlokas is as follows. Amra grita levi hu bazeh, shaladas ha-Rambam tzarech ha-adam lahargish b'kol yom shehu chai rak b'chastu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-poseach es-yado maspil l'chol chai ratzom. That every single day of a person's life, we're supposed to feel that we're living purely based on the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens it, is generous with us, and every moment that He gives us air to breathe, it's a chesed that He's giving us air to breathe. Every moment He allows our limbs to function, it's a chesed that He's allowing our limbs to function. And every single day, a person should realize that at any given moment, his limbs may stop functioning. At any given moment, his lungs might not be able to take in air, and he may not be able to breathe. And since it could happen at any moment in time, every moment is an es tzara. Because every moment, I desperately need that next breath of air. I desperately need for my limbs to continue to function. I need for my brain to continue to function. And each moment that it does continue to function is a new chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that there's a status quo, that it's like, yeah, it's a given that we have all the things that we have, and we just say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, just don't mess things up for us. You know, we have it going okay, just stay out of it, and we'll be all right. That's not the way it works. Every time we could do anything, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the ability to do it. And the Rambam holds that, yes, the mitzvah of tefillah is exactly like the Ramban says. Only an Nes Tzara. But you know what an Nes Tzara is? Every single day of your life is an Nes Tzara. That's the Shitas HaRamban. Whereas Ramban will say, that would be really great if people could think like that, and people could live like that. But let's be realistic. How many people can really go through life thinking every single day, you know, that everything's a gift? And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give them the next minute. We can't really do that. He writes in the next paragraph, Ramban le'umazol sover, shelo kol adam sugal o zoche. Not every person is going to be zoche lahargasha kazos b'chol yom, to feel this way every day, u'bepratim ba'osa eis himter lev Hashem mechastav, especially if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been really kind to you, especially if you have, you know, cars in the driveway and a roof over your head and, you know, indoor plumbing and all the great stuff and food on the table. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so good to us, it's very hard to feel that, you know, at any moment it could all fall apart. You're not in a situation, he goes on to say, where it feels like there's an immediate need, but when you're in a time of tzara, that's when you really feel it. That's when you really feel that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when there's a chiyuv of tefillah. So again, fundamentally they agree. Tefillah is in a tzara. What they disagree about is a normal person expected to feel a tzara every single day? Rambam would say yes. Ramban would say realistically no. Only when you really feel the tzara coming, that's when there's a chiyuv of tefillah. That's what the Torah that they say in the Nimr of Soloveitchik. I was happy to find it in print, so you have it in the Mar Makamos. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he doesn't say explicitly what the shaila was about, but it seems that the Shiloh was about Pledge of Allegiance in classrooms or prayers in public school classrooms, you know, generic types of prayers in a setting where there are non-Jews praying together with Jews. And Rav Moshe was asked, do non-Jews have a chiyuv to pray? Is it a good thing when a non-Jew prays? Is that something that they're mechuyuv to do? So Rav Moshe says, well, let's go through the Shev Mitzvot Pnei Noach and see if it's there. You don't have to go through them. It's not there. Right? The mitzvah of tefillah is not amongst the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Of course, according to Ramban, it's not amongst the Taryag Mitzvot that we have either, but you know, it's certainly not in the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So Rav Moshe says, this should really be a very short tshuva, right? It goes on for a page and a half, though. It says it should really be very short, because of course not. It's not in the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Rav Moshe says, wait, but not so fast. He goes on to say, if you look in the first sizable paragraph in the tshuva, he says, the fact that it's not in the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach means they're not mechuyev to daven. What if a guy davens? Good thing, bad thing, or indifferent? Is that, does he get a mitzvah? He may not have to, but does he get credited with a mitzvah? So he says, re'e sheyesh lo kumafurish b'krabi yishayahu. He says, it's enough in a pasuk in Navi that it's a mitzvah. Why? Because when talking about the Beis HaMikdash, what does the pasuk say? Ki beisi beis tefila yikarei lechol ha'am. It's a beis tefila lechol ha'amim, for all the nations of the world. And Rashi says, just in case it wasn't clear enough in the pasuk, v'lo liYisrael levada, not for Jews alone. It's for everybody, for all nations. So says Rav Moshe, if there were no mitzvah in a non-Jew's prayer, if he didn't get credited with a mitzvah for his tefillah, what's the big shevach that it's a base tefillah l'chol ha'amim? There's no value in it being a base tefillah l'chol ha'amim if when the other amim pray, there's no mitzvah. So it must be that there is a mitzvah when the other when the nations of the world pray. Aye, it's not a chiyuv. Okay, maybe not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim of Ben Noach is not allowed to be mechadesh, a new mitzvah in the to add on to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Right? He has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He's not allowed to be mechadesh, a new one. But this isn't called being mechadesh, a new one. He doesn't believe that this is a chiyuv. When he prays, it's not that he's saying, I believe I'm doing this because I'm a chiyuv to, but I'm doing this because I think it's I think it's a mitzvah to do. That once I do it, it's a kiyum mitzvah. Not that he has to do it, but that when he does it, he certainly gets a mitzvah. Then Rav Moshe adds a phenomenal chiddush. He says, you know this whole idea that a guy doesn't really have to daven, but it's only a mitzvah if he does? That's only, he says, Avol nira l'anis daiti, in the next paragraph, to hu rak l'kvo chiyuv l'ispalal, af kesh'ein lo tzorach miyuchad l'vakesh ez adavar. That's if he doesn't have anything specific in mind that he's asking for, that he's beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Aval kishem espalel rak kishayesh lo tzorech. But if a goy davens because he needs something, kigon sheyesh lo chola, or sheyesh lo parnasa, all the things people pray for. Someone is ill in the family, he's having trouble with parnasa, then hu kichiyuv mamish. Then a goy is also mechuyuv to daven. What's going to be the kasha he's going to run into? If he's saying that a guy is a chiyuv to daven when he's in such a situation, the problem he's going to run into is, again, we check the list, Sheva Mitzvahs Pnei Noach, nowhere on there is there a chiyuv to daven. So what's Rav Moshe saying? So it says, V'lo kasha mimash lo hichtav zed l'mitzvah miyuchedes b'chiyuv b'nei Noach. So that doesn't bother me, that it's not included in the Mitzvahs Pnei Noach. Mishum dezehu ikar ha'emuna ba'ashem yisparach. Rav Moshe says something unbelievable. What's the point of believing in God if you can't talk to Him? If you can't turn to Him in a time of need? If you can't look to the Ribbono Shel when you're struggling, when you're suffering, and say, look, Ribbono Shel, I need some help over here. There's no emunah if you don't believe that He's going to respond to tefillah, that there's a relationship. Part of emunah is believing that that you have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel, not just that He's there. Sherak hu anosin parnasa farofe cholim, that you have to believe that God, not that God exists. What does it mean God exists? What does God mean? What God means is that there is this being that is capable of giving parnasa, of being merape your cholim, uksheinu b'teach al Hashem yisparach v'enu mispal le'lov. And if you don't turn to God in time of need, harei ukeinu mamin bo, then you don't believe in God. You could say, pay the lip service, I believe in God. But if you don't turn to Him when you need something, then you're showing that you don't believe He's capable of helping you out in a time like that. Umamin b'dvarim acherim. You believe in something, but it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'emunah b'Hashem Yisparach av shelo huzkar zeh b'minyan hazayin mitzvah. So now what Moshe basically did is he said, okay, there is a mitzvah for a guy to daven when he needs something. We had a problem. It's not in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So what did Moshe say? No, it's part of the mitzvah of emunah. Now we're going to have another problem. The mitzvah of emunah is not in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So now what? So he transferred the kasha. He didn't answer the kasha. He said, there's no chiyuv for a guy. There's only a chiyuv for a guy to daven be'sara, but it's not a chiyuv of tefillah. It's a chiyuv of emunah. But there's no chiyuv of emunah in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So says Rav Moshe, that's clearly not a problem. That's the foundation of everything. Right? That's a whole discussion. When the Rambam counts the mitzvah of emunah, so part of the whole discussion in the Rishonim is, can you really count it as a mitzvah among 613? Isn't it like too fundamental to count as one out of many mitzvahs? There's no reason to do any other mitzvah unless you already have that. And all the other mitzvahs are meaningless unless you already have a belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So emunah is like the most fundamental element of worshipping God, obviously, is believing that He exists, believing that He's there. So he says it's not for pashut that a guy has to have emunah in Hashem Yisbarach. That's obvious. Otherwise, there's no meaning of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The meaning of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is not just that he has to behave himself because he believes it's culturally acceptable to behave himself. Not to eat Eivor Menachai, not steal, things like that. No. The mitzvah of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the Rambam writes explicitly, he's supposed to do it not because he thinks it's right, but because God commanded him to do it. He can't do it because God commanded him to do it unless he believes that there is a God who commanded him to do it. So Rav Moshe says, Dover Pashut, that tefillah would be daraisa. for a guy even that is tzara. So what do we have? We have machlokas Rambam Ramban. What the chiv of tefillah d'oraisa? Rambam says chiv tefillah d'oraisa every single day. The Ramban says no, only in beis tzara. Comes along Rav Moshe, that chiv of beis tzara is even for a guy. And Rav Moshe writes who pashut sha'af hasovim the tefillah who rak midrabanan, who rak lin nispal b'chol yom, af she'in l'tzorach miyuchad. Aval kashiyesh la ha'adam tzorach miyuchad k'mo beis tzara yodu shul chiyuv min ha'torah l'spalel. So davar pashut, everyone has to say that if there's a, that even if there's no chiyuv midaraisa to daven every day, you have to say that there's a chiyuv daraisa to daven in eis tzara. It's too fundamental to emunah and Hashem Yisbarach to say that there is no such chiyuv. There has to be a chiyuv daraisa to daven in an eis tzara. Good. He brings several rayos to this. Interestingly, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was gonez the Sefer Refuos. Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud says that there was a Sefer Refuos that they had with cures to many illnesses. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech put it away. And Rashi says he hid it kedei sheyivakshu rachamim, so that people, when they're faced with a machala, should daven. Says Rav Moshe, if there was no chiyuv to daven, what was he doing? Just playing games. It was obviously a mitzvah to daven. When there's a machla, when there's illness. Chizkiyahu felt that people weren't doing that mitzvah because they were too comfortable with medical advancements, that they thought, it's no big deal. So he hid the Sefer of Fools in order to make sure that people daven. Now that's obviously a tricky thing. It's not something we would recommend doing nowadays, hiding. We have a mitzvah for Rapo Yerapeh that we should be, that it's a mitzvah to be Merapeh people. But for whatever reason, a big discussion why he was allowed to do that. But he did it, what motivated him to do it was because he wanted people to daven. Now, Rav Moshe still didn't really get to what the tshuva was about. He just sort of mentioned that. That's related to our topic. The tshuva was really about davening together with Gayim, whether that's acceptable. So that he covers in the next paragraph. He says, "B'dvar l'espalel eze tefila benusach echad yisrael v'nachar yachad." What about a Jew and non-Jew saying the same text of tefila together? Kigon, yihirat salam l'fnei ribono olam shi'itin l'chaim u'bracha. May the Lord bless us with life and blessings. Right? So anything wrong with that? The Muslim sitting next to you has in mind whatever he believes. The Buddhist has in mind whatever he believes. The Christian has in mind whatever he believes. And you'll have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we understand him, as a Jew is supposed to understand him. Is that okay? So he says, Im hu nusok sha'asu zeh ba'atzmam, eni rob zeh isru medina. If it's stam and nusach that someone made up of a generic type of prayer, he says, I don't see the problem even praying it together. Even though the guy standing next to you isn't thinking about the same God you're thinking about. He says, I don't see the problem. Ramosh says, if you back against the wall, if I had to come up with a problem, the only problem I could think of is that someone watching the Christian, the Muslim, the Buddhist, and the Jew all davening together is going to think, well, if they're davening to another God, maybe the Jew's davening to another God also. Let's say, if I had to come up with a problem, that would be the problem. But he says, I don't understand why someone would say that. Why would they look at the Jew and assume that the Jew is davening to another God? So he says, I don't really think that that's really a problem. Avlim nusach ha'tfila chibru komrim, but if the tefillah, even if it doesn't have any explicit mention of any other faith, but if it was authored by priests, if it was authored by clergy of another religion, sha'af she'in bashum remez nikr le'emunasam, even though there's no explicit mention of anything Christian in the tefillah, ein liyisrael la'omar af ba'atzma, then not only should a Jew not say it together with people of other religions, a Jew shouldn't say it even on his own, shouldn't even say it by himself. That nusach was composed having in mind the non-Jewish understanding of God. He says there's only one way out. That is if the Jew, toys with it a little bit. He tampers with the nusach. And he throws in God of the Hebrews. Right? He has to mess around with the tefillah enough to make it very clear that we're davening to Hashem. So he says, but still he doesn't like that idea. But Stam, a generic tefillah, I wonder if this tshuva was quoted when the whole Rabbi Lichtenstein went after Obama, by President Obama's inauguration, right? The whole discussion about his presence or whether there should have been or should not have been an Orthodox presence in the National Cathedral. What?
God Bless America is a common part
Right,
of
so
this.
God Bless America, I don't think was composed by priests. I assume it was, and it's. I think that would fit into the category of what he's saying. What's the problem? You're standing there at Yankee Stadium, seventh inning stretch, trying to ice the other relief pitcher. God Bless America. No, so you have in mind God
Composed by
and
a Jew.
what? It was composed by a Jew, was it really?
From Berlin.
Oh, okay. Baruch Hashem. Was he a believing Jew?
No.
Okay. Right.
Jewish, yeah.
Okay, very good. I didn't know that. Okay. So anyway, so that's the that's the tshuva of Rav Moshe. L'mayin nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. So as we saw, there are several nafkaminas. The Purim Hakadosh quotes many of the nafkaminas in his psicha, Tilchas Tefillah. One of them is whether a woman is chayiv in the mitzvah. Meaning, if there's a mitzvah to daven without any time constraint, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to daven once a day without any time constraint, then a woman should be chayiv in it, right? If the only mitzvah to daven is the only mitzvah to daven each day is midrabanan with time constraints, shacharis mincha maariv, so then that mitzvah midrabanan should be mitzvah shazman grama, and women should be pater from it, right? If you hold that like the Rambam that there's a mitzvah to daven every day without any time constraints, then women should be chayiv in that mitzvah d'oraisa. Good. Another nafkamina might be Prima Gadam points out. If you have a suffix, obviously we mentioned if you have a suffix, if you davened, let's say it's ben hashmashos, so the day you davened ben hashmashos, so you're not sure if you would daven that day or didn't daven that day yet, right? So that suffix again, if you hold like the Rambam, it's suffix d'oraisa. So you hold like the Ramban, it's only suffix d'rabanan. So again, there are several nafkamina. What if another mitzvah comes up to do a mitzvah d'oraisa? So do you leave tefillah to go do the other mitzvah because the other mitzvah is more important? Or do you say no? Now this obviously gets involved in the sugya of osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, and the truth is it's much more complicated because just because you're osig in a mitzvah derabanan does not mean you leave the mitzvah derabanan to go do a mitzvah d'oraisa necessarily. We discussed that in past shiurim in our discussions of osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. But again, these are the possible nafkaminas. Reb Chaim has an interesting chiddush though. Rav Chaim says, and it's once we saw the Rav Moshe, it's not as interesting because Rav Moshe sort of alludes to it. And that is, he says, even if you hold that there's no chiyuv to daven each and every day, there's certainly a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. One certainly gets credited with a mitzvah d'oraisa, even if he's not mechuyav mid'oraisa to daven each and every day. And the Emek Bracha, who is the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, I believe, he writes that he heard from the Brisker Rav in the name of Rav Chaim that someone asked Rav Chaim if tefillah is only derabanan, if you hold like the Ramban, the davening is only derabanan, how could it be that there's a mitzvah of nesias kapayim midaraisa, which is another mitzvah of nesias kapayim midaraisa, a mitzvah of birchas kohanim midaraisa? When? Where? How can they do nesias kapayim? There's no tefillah. So Rav Chaim says, no. Tefillah, the chiyuv to daven is only midrabanan. But when you daven, it has a shem tefillah midaraisa. It's certainly a kiyum mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. So midaraisa, when you're davening, you're throwing in nesias kapayim. Right? But the chiyuv tefillah, there's no chiyuv midaraisa to daven, but a kiyum midaraisa there for sure is to daven. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. In fact, Rav Vadia thinks that chiddush is incorrect. He thinks it's brilliant, he thinks it's smart, but he thinks it's incorrect. And he says very simply, if you look at the Ramban deals with the psukim that talk about ezohi avodah shebelev zui tefillah. Right? The Rambam's big source for tefillah d'oraisa is the fact that the Torah talks about avodah, and avodah shebelev referring to tefillah, and Chazal understanding avodah shebelev refers to tefillah. What does the Ramban do with those passages in Chazal that understand Avodah Shebelev to be tefillah? So the Ramban tells you what he does with it. He says, no, you know what they mean when they say Avodah Shebelev is tefillah? That's just an asmachta. It's not a real drasha. It's just a way of, really, you know, it's a nice idea, but it's not a real drasha midaraisa. Says Rav Vadia, if Rav Chaim is correct, that everyone holds that there's a kiyum tefillah midaraisa, the Ramban should have said something much simpler. Instead of saying that it's not a real drasha, it's just an asmakta, he should have said it's a very real drasha. But it still doesn't tell me that there's a chiyuv to daven. It only tells me that there's a kiyum hamitzvah when you daven. From the fact that the Ramban didn't say that, and instead he just throws it away as an asmakta, that's a raya that Reb Chaim is incorrect in this chiddush. Maybe we'll start again next week by discussing this chiddush of Reb Chaim in a little more detail, and then we'll get into the how the Rambam might possibly defend himself from all of the various questions, from the many, many questions that the Ramban asks on him, and then we'll discuss if, in fact, tefillah is a mitzvah, why don't we make a birchas ha-mitzvah on tefillah like we do in every other mitzvah? Netilas lulav, tzitzis, tefillah, and everything else. Why don't we make a birchas ha-mitzvah on tefillah? So, Be'ez Hashem, next week we have our hands full.